NPR's business news starts with losses on Wall Street. Many banks are reporting their first quarter earnings this week, and the results have been mixed. Morgan Stanley had a good quarter. Profits are up 55%, but the news wasn't so good for many of its competitors. Goldman Sachs saw profits drop 11%. Bank of America turned in a quarter of a $1 billion loss. And Citigroup says it will lay off as many as 300 stock and bond traders to cut costs. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports that Wall Street, as we've known it, is shrinking.
You can see signs of it all over. Last fall, J.P. Morgan Chase sold a 60-story tower near the stock exchange. Dilip Brua has a fruit stand there.
I sold this one and I lost customers. Now, very slow.
So there's less people coming to you?
Less people.
It's part of a bigger trend. Banks are under pressure to cut costs due partly to new regulations. So they're shedding real estate and moving jobs to cheaper locations, like Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Jacksonville. Improvements in technology mean it really is possible to do IT or human resources remotely. Even stock and bond traders may find their jobs are not safe, according to James Malik. He's a partner with Boston Consulting Group who helps banks outsource and downsize.
As trading goes electronic, as things that formerly were done voice to voice, now it's to computers, you no longer need those people to do those jobs because they're being replaced by machines.
20 years ago, New York claimed nearly 1 in 3 jobs in finance. Today, it's fewer than 2 in 10. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meritz in New York.